Blog Talk Radio.
You are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now here's your host for today's show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Infinite Possibilities Show with Babette. I am so excited to be here today on Monday, February the 22nd. It's a beautiful day in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I hope wherever you're listening, it's a beautiful day there, too. We are going to talk about the topic today of fear. I know most of the listeners that we have on the call today are going to be women, and we struggle with this, ladies, so I just want to talk through it with you. Basically, what I did was I named the show Hello. My name is Fear, because sometimes if we're in a public setting or a meeting or an event like what I host here in Charlotte with Every Woman Can Be, whenever someone introduces you or, you know, wants to meet you, it's like you get that first bit of hesitation. But I want to encourage you to be confident and what fear actually is. So we're going to talk about that, and I'm going to go ahead and get right into it because I've got a lot to share with you on today's show. Fear gets way too much airplay in our lives, way too much. Most of the fears that we have are just negative thoughts that we are running too often in our mind and associating so much pain to that it becomes normal. Bad management of our own mental faculties is really what it is. It's not an impulsive negative thing generating in our brains telling us to fight, flight, or flee. Everyone wants to use that as an excuse. But you got to get over that. Isn't that the case at all? It's not. It is. Fear is a contemplative thought process. Once you understand what anything is in life, you devise a plan to overcome it or you succumb to it. And we are not going to succumb to that, ladies. It's your choice. And yes, believe it or not, you do have a choice. No matter what your circumstances are, you have a choice. So what is fear? What are you so scared of that is going to bring so much pain into your life? Have you ever thought about it? What is it? What is going to bring so much pain into our lives that we just can't shake it to live to our fullest potential? I remember figuring this out for myself, and once I did, I wasn't so scared anymore. Cautious? Yes. Fearful? No. When you understand something more, it isn't so terrifying. Once something is knowledgeable, you can develop a competency around it. Then you can develop confidence around it. So first comes competency, and then comes confidence. The more you understand something, the more confidence you have in that area of your life. What is it in your life that you need to take time to understand more about? What we all are fearing are three types of pain. Three areas where we may be experiencing pain in our lives. Once we understand that we no longer will be stranded or stopped by fear, first is the loss of pain. If I change my life or do this new thing, I will experience a loss. So I plant my feet firmly in the ground and I say, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. If I experience loss, I am scared to try it because I might lose something that I like, I care for, or I adore. So I just won't even try. If I go and make that big change in my life, well, I might lose my job or my relationship with my spouse or lose a connection with my best friend or lose the relationship that I have with my kids. What if I quit my job? I will lose the security of my paycheck, my benefits, my 401k. I remember watching a movie where a woman thought her husband was having an affair. We as women are empathetic to these types of situations. When she is crying to her girlfriends about the situation, she starts listing off these fears that she has. Is her fear one that her husband is having an affair? Well, that's a true fear. However, the audience is absolutely shocked, and I mean shocked, that her last statement is not, I can't lose my husband. It's not, I can't lose my house. It's not even that I can't lose my lifestyle. In this movie that I'm discussing with you right now, her statement is, well, I can't lose my nanny. Now, ladies, really? The movie producers were creating a sense of what is known as rude humor with that comment. However, what they were actually portraying, without even realizing it, was a mom that didn't even believe in herself enough to raise her own children. She could live through an affair. She could live through a lifestyle change. She could live through moving to a different house, but she couldn't handle having the responsibility of raising the kids all by herself. Because, see, if she raised the kids alone without a nanny and they didn't turn out to be fine, productive citizens, then that was on her. Now, that's a strong sense of loss, pain. I remember whenever I was walking away from my corporate career of 15 years to come home and raise my child, I was told, wait, now you've worked way too hard. You don't want to do this. Give up all the security you have. I was even told my life will never be the same. The reality was, part of that was true. As I thought more about my situation, I was concerned, genuinely concerned. I was fearful. I mean, I worked hard to get to the top of my career the last 15 years. I wouldn't have the steady paycheck every 2 weeks. I wouldn't have the work that was so fulfilling. I wouldn't have the predictability in my day. I wouldn't have my 2 weeks paid vacation and holidays, enjoying that time, knowing income was still coming in my household. I would lose my lunch and dinner meetings at fine dining restaurants and country clubs. I mean, I would even lose my Friday shooting range meetings with my business partner. Yes, I shoot guns. And all of those things were thrown at me by many people in my life. And I went to sleep with all of those in my head. These place. There, so that you don't want to make the decision to quit. You know, they're fear-based. When we want to quit smoking or drinking or starting a diet, they are fearful to lose that smoke break. People are afraid about not having that meal at the end of the day because it was taking away a calming in their life. That peace, that comfort, that sense of calmness in their life, even though with every puff and with every bite and with every drink, it leads to death. It gives them a lot, it gives them life at the moment. So people don't change. They fear loss, even though they don't change, they are still losing just at a slower pace. So part of reorientating our lives is not to focus on the loss, but stay focused on the gain from the change. Yes, I might lose the security in the short term, but in the long term, I might have more freedom. I might have less money in the short term, but in the long term, I will have more time. I may lose the coaching and mentoring and the corporate structure, but I'm going to grow faster from the challenges I must face on my own. I might lose the 401k, but hey, I might make $1 million. So you don't make the decision. What happens in the fearful mind is that it starts asking that question, what if? Now, I know everybody on this call and everybody on this radio broadcast today have said the old, what if? And it follows that phrase with a negative statement. What if this terrible thing happens? What if that terrible thing happens? What if this other terrible thing happens? And we generate and stew inside with these fears, which in turn tricks our mind into thinking that we can't change. Once you understand that loss pain is something that you are dealing with, it starts focusing more on your gain, and you will slowly start getting over that hurdle. The second type of pain I want to talk about today is process pain. Changing in anything is going to be hard. The process of change is hard. Not even bringing into the equation that things, those things that we will lose. Starting something new is just plain hard. And I know most of us, we like the hard stuff. When I started thinking about starting my own business, I thought, this is going to be hard. Really, really hard. I don't know how to do this. And yet, I don't have any competencies in the areas that I need. I'm not sure how this is going to go. I am going to have to work 24/7 starting my business. I'm going to have to work really hard for potentially 3 years or more to get it going. I might not be able to get any support or help. The process sounds pretty scary. So guess what? We don't change. The same thing for the person who is thinking about quitting smoking or losing weight. They aren't thinking of the life they will have after they give up smoking, how they will breathe better or not cough or even be able to get up a flight of stairs easier. They are thinking and focused on the process in quitting the addiction, the process of the shakes from withdrawal of the nicotine that is going into their system. Trying to start the new diet is the same thing. It's process pain. Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to shop at different places to get food. Oh my goodness, I'm going to have to start cooking meals instead of going out to eat. Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to start exercising. How hard is that going to be on thinking of the things that are going to be hard? Part of the mastery of life is learning to see that change is a game. Learning to see the challenges are something we can master. To become known as the master of mistress of the processes of our lives. To understand that, yes, they might be challenging, and they are, but challenge is good. Challenge is healthy. Challenge in life will develop us. Challenges allow us to reach towards our highest self. Challenges allow us to live that fully charged life. It allows us to get up every day and walk on sunshine instead of under the dark rain cloud. It can be engaging and fun and new. It brings a variety of life. Most of us have heard that variety is the spice of life. Did you know you have the power inside of you to stir up that spice? We can look forward to the process of change. And we switch our minds to that way of thinking. We start to embrace change and change more often. Now, our third type of pain that I want to talk about today is called outcome pain. Scared of what they lose, all these things in changing. What if they go through all this terrifying, difficult work, change, and the outcome is no different, and the grass isn't greener? I was terrified about that with my business, too, and other areas of my life, actually. I was terrified of working my backside off and I don't make it. I don't earn any more money. I don't have a better lifestyle. I don't grow as fast as I want. And what if on the other side of the fence, it's not any better? And we sit and we think, what if it's not better? And I have to go through all of that for nothing? If we are stuck there thinking that way, you will honestly never change. So part of the maturity and the mastery of life is to stop thinking on the outcomes that are negative in life and start thinking on dreaming about and giving our attention to those things that would be good and satisfying, fulfilling, happy, joyous, which are on the other side of that fence, and they're just waiting for us. Let's look at the quitting smoking thought process again. I will feel good. I will be able to breathe. I will be able to walk up a flight of steps without becoming winded. I am not going to be addicted to a small stick that are killing millions of people and putting millions of dollars into corporations' pockets that don't care less about me or my life. I am going to feel happy and energized all on my own again. When I start that diet, I am really going to enjoy tasting some new foods because the ones I have been eating haven't been serving my body well over the years. I am going to enjoy going for walks again to experience nature. I am going to enjoy going shopping again to fit my body the way I want them to. Stay focused on the positive things because you know what? When you focus on those things, you start to master your mind to the positive instead of the negative. When we obsess on the loss pain, process pain, and outcome pain, your brain and body automatically say, no, no, don't do it. That's only going to cause you more pain. Because we have been gifted with a mind and a body that has an unbelievable driven avoidance of pain. When we realize that we have to stop suffering in our mind and agonizing in our mind about the pain we might experience if we do the very things that might improve our lives, you and I both know what would improve our lives. So why aren't we doing it? Why aren't we doing that thing that's going to help us? Because somewhere we have established a lot of loss process or outcome pain to those types of things. Today is a great day to sit down and ask yourself the question, what do I really want in my life? Why have I not been progressing faster? When you start to explore why you have not been moving forward in your life faster, easier, on a daily basis, you may experience a lot of loss process or outcome pain that is unresolved. When you have unresolved pain, we stay stuck. When you decide to remove yourself from that stuck status, start to flip your life in an entirely new way. You start to reach towards what you really, really want in life. You will find yourself focusing on the gains, the joys, the desired positive outcomes. You will find yourself walking towards what you want. You will find yourself getting ahead in life. And you might, just might, find yourself feeling fully released from the fear that's been holding you captive and not allowing you to have the life that you were meant to live. I want to thank you for joining me on today's broadcast. Hello, my name is Fear. And after what we've talked about today, I hope that you'll take that name tag off, remove it, get a new name tag, and say, hello, my name is. The new me, whatever your name is, insert it. Take that fear, scratch it out, tear that name tag off, and get yourself a brand new one. Your life is waiting, and you're the only one that can live it. You have a purpose on this earth, and it is waiting for you to fulfill it. So go out, focus on what you want, write down your goals, write down your dreams, and start reaching for those dreams. Don't let another day go by, not another minute, not even another second. And focus on what you want, stepping out of that fear and stepping into your life. Always remember, you are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Thank you so much for joining us today. And if you are in the Charlotte area or just want to check out our website, please go to www.everywomancanbe.com. Go on the calendar of events, check out our brand new education nook, and you don't even have to be in the Charlotte area to access some of our information and some of our educational materials. We look forward to hearing from you and seeing you on our next broadcast. And again, always remember, you are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Have a wonderful day.